1. Numbers. 1. Look at the calendar below. Circle the birthdays that you hear. In my family, there are 7 people. My father's birthday is on July 29th. My mother's birthday is on November 24th. My older sister's birthday is on May 14th. My older brother's birthday is on June 30th. My younger brother's birthday is on October 21st. My younger sister's birthday is on April 10th. And my birthday is on December the 1st. 2. Listen to the tape and write as much information in the chart as you can.
Listen, Carolyn, I just remembered. I need to go to the bank to cash some traveller's cheques. What time do they close?
The bank closes at 3:30.
It closes at 3:30. Right.
And opens at 9:30.
And opens at 9:30 in the morning. Ah, that's good. And also, I need some stamps to send some postcards. What time does the post office close?
Well, the post office doesn't close until 5:30, so you've plenty of time.
Yeah, that's no problem. Right. Okay. And another question I had was, what is the best way to travel around London?
Oh, buses are by far the best way to travel.
Yeah? And do they run all night and...
Yes, as a matter of fact, they do. They start at 5.
They start at 5, yeah.
And run to midnight.
Yeah.
And then other buses run right throughout the night until morning, finishing in the morning.
Okay, from special places, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Good. And what about the underground? Is that the same?
Underground's about the same.
Yes, starts at 5 and...
Finishes at midnight.
Finishes at midnight, right. You know, the only times you really need to get right are the pub opening times.
Pub licensing hours are ridiculous. They open about 10 to 10:30, close again at 3, open in the afternoon about 5:30, and close again at 11 p.m.
11?
Yes, 11.
You mean I can't drink after 11 o'clock?
No.
Oh, that's amazing. I can't believe that.
Number 3. Look at the pictures. You will hear people talking about when 5 of the situations shown will take place. Match the conversations with the correct picture and write down when they will be. By the way, Aidan, can you tell me when the French history exam is?
It's next week, on Tuesday, a week today. But there's a notice up for it, if you have a look. Oh, by the way, what time's that meeting on Monday?
Oh, it's in the afternoon, 3 o'clock.
Right. Hello? Hello, I'm phoning about my car. What's the name, sir? Cowan. Cowan, just a minute. Ah, yes, should be ready late tomorrow. When's the talk?
It's next Wednesday. It's been changed. Isla Sinclair here, and I just want to tell you that this Saturday morning on BRMB, I'll be on the radio with Ed Doolan and the team, just after 8 o'clock. Hope you can join us. Number 4. Listen to the tape and fill in the missing information in this table.
British Rail, Exeter.
Is that a real person or a recorded message I'm speaking to?
I'm real, madam.
Thank goodness for that. I want to get to Oxford as early as possible tomorrow morning.
There's a train that leaves Exeter at 7:07, arriving at Reading at 9:04.
Oh dear, that's very early.
The next train is not until 8:45.
In that case, I'd better take the early one.
You have to change at Reading, and your connection will arrive in Oxford at 9:55.
How much is a single?
Second class?
Yes, please.
It's £19.15.
Thank you very much. Number 2.
Oh, you've answered at last.
I'm sorry, sir. We're very busy. Can I help you?
I want to get to Heathrow Airport tomorrow morning from Bath. I have to be here at 12:30. Which coach should I catch?
There's a coach that leaves Bath at 10:45, which gets to Heathrow at 12:40.
No, that's a bit tight, I'm afraid. What time's the one before that?
They run every hour, so you should take the 9:45 in that case.
And what's the return fare, please?
£12.75.
That's all I need to know. Thanks very much. A1 minicabs.
Can you tell me how much you would charge for a trip to Gatwick Airport?
When do you want to go?
Well, it's a night flight, leaving at 11:45, so I have to be there an hour beforehand. How long does it take to get to Gatwick from here?
About 40 minutes. Just a minute, I'll work out the price. That'll be £26.
Fine. Can you pick me up at 10 o'clock tonight, then? No, you'd better make it 2:15, to be on the safe side.
Right. Your name and address, please.
Number 5. Write to the numbers that you hear.
Population. Here are the latest population figures. There are about 56 million people living in the United Kingdom. There are around 230 million people living in the United States. There are about 15 million people living in Australia. There are nearly 24.4 million people living in Canada. There are about 3.1 million people living in New Zealand. There are about 268 million people living in the USSR. There are about 800 million people living in India. There are around 1 billion people living in China.
Distance. Here are some figures relating to distance. It's about 8,300 kilometres from New York to London. It's about 15,800 kilometres from New York to Tokyo. It's around 19,200 kilometres from New York to Beijing. It's about 12,700 kilometres from New York to Moscow. It's about 17,500 kilometres from New York to Sydney.
Areas. Here are some figures indicating area. The size of Canada is about 3.8 million square miles. The size of the USSR is 8.6 million square miles. The size of Japan is about 145,000 square miles. The size of China is 3.6 million square miles, and the size of USA is the same, 3.6 million square miles.
Number 6. Listen and write the answer. 9 plus 3. 21 times 2. 15 minus 8. 7 times 5. 100 divided by 4. 83 minus 56. Number 7. Listen to each problem and write your answer on the line.
Here is a supermarket in the United States. You want to buy 5 peaches. One peach costs 45 cents. How much are 5 peaches?
You are in a post office in Japan. One airmail stamp costs 150 yen. You need 3 stamps. How much are these stamps?
You are driving on a highway in Italy. Your speed is 60 kilometers per hour. You drive for 4 hours. How far do you go?
You are in London, at a Chinese restaurant with 6 friends. The cost for each person is £5. How much is the total value?